Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
All right, welcome back into The Drive as we continue. Shout out to Danny Cannell for joining us and talking a little college football this big, big weekend coming up. There you go. Highlighted by A&M traveling to Texas to take on the Longhorns to see if they can get to 12-0 and head to the SEC championship game.
This sounds so good. Say it again.
In Atlanta to get to 12-0.
Woo! Swing!
Right. They ever been 12-0, Tyler? I don't think so, have they?
Maybe like in 35 or something.
Before the wars?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Yeah. All right, let's do a little real or fake. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. You can jump in on this as well. Real or fake? Clint, we'll go to you first. The Colts are the best offensive team that the Texans have had to face this season. The Colts are the best offensive team the Texans have had to face this season, real or fake?
Well, it comes down to, when I look through the schedule, it comes down to two different teams. And I think statistically, obviously the Colts are the answer. But when you look at the Seattle Seahawks, and what they're doing offensively, kind of how they go about it. From a production standpoint, they're not far off. I don't know, in the teens in terms of how many yards per game less Seattle, Seattle puts up. And then when you look at points, there's less than 2 points differential in how many points they score. So it's between Indianapolis and the Seattle Seahawks for me.
Because you're serious about game one with the Rams. Like, that is just, you almost seem to kind of push that out.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, absolutely. I mean,
because that Rams offense, we just watched Sunday night, the number they did on the Bucks and what they've done lately, whoo.
Yeah, no, the Rams offense is for real, no question about it. I mean, statistically, they're still behind the two we're discussing, but they're, I mean, they would definitely be in the conversation if it weren't week one and if the whole narrative around the Rams in the preseason and reality, by the way, was that Matthew Stafford's not taking any contact, Matthew Stafford's not playing at all, Matthew Stafford's back, he may not back this, back that. So there was some real problems in L.A. in terms of preseason and getting Matt Stafford ready. And the fact that he hadn't played with Davante Adams to that point, I think, was important. So, yeah, I think week one with any team would change my mind. But week one with that team in particular, knowing Matthew Stafford wasn't doing much leading up to game one, definitely changes the picture for me. But the point still stands is, you know, when you look at the NFL and points per game perspective, Indianapolis is number one, Seattle's number three, the Rams are number six. And so you got a 4 or 5 point differential between Indianapolis and Los Angeles, and Seattle falls in the middle. And so I think Indianapolis is the most complete team.
Yeah.
that they're going to face. I mean, when you look at the running back, the play caller, the quarterback, the weapons, a really good tight end,
and then a
defense that is complimentary, right? I got to believe that this is the best football team overall that the Texans have faced. Yes.
Yeah, I think Tyler, yeah, Warren, they're just the weapons, right?
Mm-hmm.
Seattle has Smith and Jigba, which is really the one you got to look at. Now they're probably a little bit better with Shaheed. But here, man, Pittman's pretty good for what he does. Alex Pierce is a real sneaky, really big play threat. I think he leads the league in yards per catch. And then Tyler Warren, they use him in so many different ways. And I think the thing that separates it, Clint, is their offensive line is serious. And from their center to Nelson, they can do a ton of things with their offensive line. So I would say being that I don't think the Rams are the same Rams team that played, because I think the Rams made the best offense in football right now, the way they're playing. But I'm with you. I would say real. Tyler, real or fake? Colts are the best offense the Texans have faced.
I've been over here trying to rack my brain on something clever, logical to say it's fake, because I cannot believe we're saying real. But I guess it's real.
Yeah,
Daniel Jones is a damn quarterback. I cannot believe this is real.
T, I think the only way that they throw it, if you would have said team, I think Seattle's probably the best team, even though the Rams, as you mentioned, are got to be in that conversation as well.
Yeah. Offense, yeah.
But if you just say offense, yeah, man, I've got to.
And with Steichen leading this offense, yeah, too, man. I got a lot of respect for that dude and his big old brain.
That Daniel Jones portion of it is hard.
It's so hard.
All right, real or fake? Jerry Jones has done a great job with the Cowboys roster since the offseason. Real or fake?
Ooh, man.
There it was. Glory hole.
Because he's been catching hell.
We're just talking about hell. Where he landed.
I mean, when we look at it from the entire offseason up to where he is right now, we look at the roster. Has he done a great job?
Great is a stretch. I think great. I was one from jump. I didn't have a problem with them dealing Micah Parsons, but the way in which he did it, how long he waited, I think was
it certainly wasn't a plan.
Well, it was detrimental. It hurt, right?
I don't have time to have a bad time.
But the fact that he landed on Quinnen Williams, you know how I feel about inside interior line play right now in the NFL. I think on the defensive side of the ball, I think it's the quickest way to impact the defense in a major, unless you go out and get Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter and you got that combo. But the interior defensive line, I think, is the quickest one-man show, one guy that can change a defense. He lands on Quinnen Williams. So, I think good, not great. I'm okay with the way he's handled, especially now that they're starting to get some of these guys back healthy and it's starting to bear some fruit.
I'm going to say real. I think they had a really good draft. And like you said, they're starting to get some of these guys back. But Quinnen Williams has completely changed them. He has 15 pressures in two games for the Cowboys. Now, it was the Raiders, but it's the Eagles. 15 pressures in two games. They look like they have a major player there. And then, Clint, to me, that the reason why I say real is, now we'll see what happens. But right now, what they gave up to get George Pickens... Like, that's the other part of the offseason. George Pickens may be playing like the best receiver in football right now. I mean, they give him a third and a fifth to get George Pickens. He's playing better than CeeDee Lamb.
Yep.
Agreed. I mean, so that, like, that and Pittsburgh, would kill to have him back right now. So I think
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Gary, who is, you know, he has his issues, but Booker has been a great move in the draft that they went up and got, secured their offensive line. What an idea to do that, to get aggressive, to go get what you need on the offensive line. And yes, the Parsons thing wasn't great, but it turned out to be something else.
So the Parsons thing, I think, could end up being a smart move.
Yes.
It's always got to start with, what the hell did you do that for, Jerry? Why'd you wait so long? Don't forget about that running back, Williams. That kid is special too now.
Yeah, he's fifth in the league in rushing. Ooh. So they did well there as well. All right, as we continue here on the drive, again, if you missed it, there is some news coming from Indy with their quarterback. We'll let you hear it from the head coach himself. And D'Amico Ryans had something that I think we got to discuss. He said something on the coach's show last night, telling you need to listen every night, every Monday, 5 o'clock. He said something I think we need to go over. Let's do that coming up next.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.